Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Craig Hemke, founder and editor of tfmetalsreport.com. And Craig, we have to start off with the correction in commodities and gold precious metals broadly. Now, gold and precious metals are really the ones taking it the most, I think, at least right now. But again, across the board, we're seeing commodities lower. Argument being, at least for gold, that it was already in an overbought scenario. It had a nice two-month rebound. It needed some sort of a correction. I was hoping more of a sideways consolidation, but today is about $40 down, a little under $40 down. Gold's still at over $1,870. But Craig, your takeaway from the move down today on the back of good U.S. economic news, but also could be just more of a technical pullback as well.
Yeah. Dude, finally. Jeez. People were really optimistic going into last week. And I was telling people on my site, I was like, man, if we can just get out of here, break even, I'd feel like, you know, we'd accomplish something. And that was at 1880 or so. And we ended up having a good week last week. And like you said, man, April and May were both up about $100 in gold. And actually over the last three COT weeks, even we were up 60 something dollars. So, you know, we're definitely due for some consolidation ahead of what may come later this month. The RSI, as you said, if you want to measure sentiment, had been over 70, near 75 for about the last five or seven trading days. And we might even talk about that last week, Corey. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean gold can't keep going up when you get an RSI like that, but you don't get, you know, big, huge surges of $20 or $30 because that would get you up over 80. But you are open to having big drops, you know, where everybody rushes to the exit for the exits once. That's exactly what you got today. The dollar had been trending lower under a trend line all the way back to March 30th. Well, that wasn't going to continue forever. And it seemed to kind of find a little rounded base down there around 89.65. So you got the dollar breaking its trend line. That caused a little short squeeze there. The first target was 90.40. The next target's 90.80. We may be 90.80 by tomorrow morning. But when we got that ADP jobs report this morning at 8:15 Eastern, after gold was already down, you know, $15 on a little bit of a rally in the dollar, I think everybody kind of headed to the exits at once because, man, if the jobs report, the official jobs report tomorrow, the non-farms payrolls, gets back more on that level of jobs that everybody was expecting last month. Remember those predictions last month were like 1.3 million and it came in at 266,000. You know, if we get back on that kind of level, you know, get closer to a million or something tomorrow and they revise April higher and all that kind of stuff, well, that's going to probably spike the dollar. And I think a lot of this, what you're seeing today, is kind of a front running of that. The dollar continuing to extend and now expecting that type of jobs number. Gold traders and speculators that had a nice run and had some profits going, well, God, I don't want to, you know, wait for tomorrow and then get clubbed over the head at 8:30 Eastern. So everybody kind of rushed for the exits today, and I think we got a lot of what might have happened tomorrow out of the way. And so we're holding. Silver is a good, at least 1.5% off its lows already, even though the dollar has continued trading higher. And again, I think it's just a necessary consolidation work off some of this overboughtedness. And now we're just going to kind of flag sideways, probably all the way through the FOMC, which is coming up a week from next Wednesday. You know, maybe in this kind of 1910 to 1870 range, maybe for the next 5 to 7 trading days.
So, Craig, we take a step back and look at general time frame here. Of we had that nice run in gold over a couple year period, and then, and let's say 8 month correction, 1 month of bottoming pattern, and now 2 months higher, which has taken back about 50% of that whole 8 month correction. How does that play into your general time frame then, when you're just looking at the charts and understanding that these cycles are getting a little bit more compressed?
Well, two things. One, Corey, if people listen to us talk every week, they may remember back in the middle of April, after this rally began off that double bottom at 1680, gold crossed up through its 50-day moving average, which at the time was around 1750. And I went back, knowing that we're still in a bull trend because of negative real interest rates and everything else that's going on, I went back and looked at the year 2019. And in that year, remember, we were just getting rolling, coming out of the lows in November of 18. And there were two periods in 2019 in a bull market where gold rushed up, pulled back, broke down below its 50-day, and kind of flagged out in a kind of a bull flag formation for about 90 days. And then it turned and moved higher again. After each of those two, because it happened twice, after each of those two occurrences, the rallies that followed once you got above the 50-day moving average was about 19% the first time in the summer of 2019 and about 13% the second time in the fall of 2019. So I thought, well, hell, we're still in a bull market here. We just moved up through the 50-day again after flagging down for almost 7 months. Why wouldn't we expect a similar rally? So at that point, I started thinking, okay, let's add, 15% on top of 1750. That gave me a target of about $2,000. And I thought, well, if in 19, those things played out over 80 or 90 days, why wouldn't we look for $2,000 by sometime in early July? And we're easily on track for that now after these first couple of months. And with this pullback washing out sentiment and overboughtedness and everything else, with the FOMC pending, I think we're definitely on track to still get there by about a month from now, maybe 5 weeks from now. So that's good. And one other thing I noticed yesterday, Corey, in looking at the monthly chart, okay? I mean, you really want to look at long-term trends, look at the monthly chart. And, in the last 10 years off of the highs from 2011, you can certainly see, a cup and a handle, a bull flag, and now we've broken out of that flag and looking to go higher. That looks nice. But if you actually, what's a really interesting comparison is going back to the great financial crisis and the months leading up to that in 2007 and 8. Remember, the old all-time high in gold was about 875. And we rolled up to that level in late 2007 and surged to about 1020 in March of 2008. So we blasted through the old all-time high by, more than 10%, which is typical. And then you got the financial crisis kick in. Gold flags down over a period of 8 months and pulls back about 30%, all the way back near 700. And then you get everything kicks in, QE1, QE2, everything coming out of the financial crisis. And we all know that then gold rallies back in 4 months, back to 1,000. Kind of goes sideways for about 6 months and then blasts off in, 2010, 11 to 19, 20. Made that whole move down, that flag move down, and what, your TA guys would say an ABC move down. Well, guess what? Let's fast forward to today. We made it through the old all-time highs last summer, exceeded them by not quite 10%. We pulled down with 7 or 8 monthly candles down in a clear ABC down. We've now broken out again. We're in the third month of what looks to be a 4-month rally that's going to at least take us back up to 2000. We may then go sideways again. But in response, the monetary central bank response to all of this, craziness of the crisis, just like we had 12 years ago, gold's ready to break out again. Who knows, maybe by later this year to new all-time highs. So it's just interesting. History doesn't always repeat, but it rhymes, as they say. So you mentioned the charts. That's what I see, not only shorter term, but longer term. Again, the news here, though, Corey, and I'm just going to keep talking for a second, is really, really good long term. We know about, the U.S. federal debt hitting $30 trillion. We know Biden's spending plans, and running another $3 trillion deficit here this fiscal year. And I'll give you one more little thing that hit last night that not a lot of people saw. And that was an editorial from the Wall Street Journal, of all places, picking at Biden's budget and noting that all of his budget projections for the next 10-year period involve negative real interest rates, sharply negative real interest rates. That's an official government forecast, is sharply negative real interest rates. Well, as we've discussed over all these, months and years, that is the biggest driver of gold prices. So, look, we get days like this, we get periods like this, but in the end, man, I feel pretty good about where gold prices are heading over the next 2, 4, 5 years. Days like this, weeks like this are, just blips on the radar.
Hey, look, what matters, I think, to your point, is that uptrend, right? And gold is in an uptrend, and it's been a long time since gold had been in an uptrend, right? It was a long correction and a boring consolidation But now there are, yeah, more signs that are helping gold. And even more importantly, the price action is also helping gold. Craig, just a quick comment regarding the shares, too. The shares are also getting hit here. But again, it's just been a selective market when it comes to which shares are running, even though there's been a lot of news coming out of the sector. Any comments on how the shares have been reacting during this couple-month correction? Really big picture here.
Yeah, you know, I just yesterday, I was in my podcast I do every day for my subscribers, and I said, look, I love this chart of GDX. The 50 days already crossed up through the 200-day. It was about to, actually did today. The 50-day moved up through the 100-day, leaving all those moving averages bullishly crossed. We're in this kind of flag after the last big run-up that went all the way past 40. We're in just kind of a flag consolidation. I told everybody just yesterday, I said, man, we get another dip back down to 39. I'm going to buy some GDX calls. Guess what? Well, we dipped to this morning, like 38, 10 or 20. So yeah, I was in there buying GDX calls. They expire in the middle of July. I figure that gets me through some of the initial stage of run up and second quarter results and run up to the second quarter earnings. I think the chart looks great. I think GDX is going to 44. And so that's why I bought 20 of those calls. Again, the longer gold stays up here, the comparisons not only to this quarter last year, but even the first quarter of this year look pretty good. And I saw something in this year's In Gold We Trust report that Ronnie Sterfala and his team put out. It said when they ran the chart, a Dogecoin had a higher market cap than Newmont and Kirkland Lake, you know, all these big miners. And I'm like, man, if that doesn't tell you there's still a lot of room for those babies to run. I'm just continuing to buy and hold. If I'm right about where price is going over the next 5 years, I think the shares are going to do pretty well.
Well, Craig, I hope you're right, because I think we all hold quite a few precious metals shares. And to your point about Dogecoin, also maybe a correction needed in Dogecoin. But again, different markets, right? Different motivations and different type of investors that have been rushing into some of those sectors and some of those risky coins. Craig, it's good chatting with you. We'll chat again in a couple weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great weekend. Thanks for the update today.
My pleasure, my friend. Yeah, I know we'll miss next week, but our next talk will be after that next FOMC on whatever that'll be, the 17th of June. Should be interesting. Thanks.